And a very good morning to you. Time's 10 o'clock and broadcasting to Northwest Island on 222 metres medium wave. That's 1350 kilohertz. Good morning and welcome along to the Sunshine New Year programmes from Radio Flock. Yeah, morning all. Me, Tim Allen here in the hot seat, warming up the transmitter for another week. Yes, we're on the air. Yes, morning and welcome along to Radio Floss. Happy New Year before I say anything else. Not just from me, but from everyone here on Radio Floss. We're here till 3 o'clock this afternoon with the following progs. Between now and 11 o'clock, it's yours truly, Tim Allen, and the Tim Allen Breakfast Experience, madam. Or is it the morning show? Never can quite remember what it's called, but never mind. Don't really suppose it matters at the top of the morning. 11 o'clock, it'll be Mr. Bob Williams and the Bob Williams program. He's probably just hauling himself out of bed now, so morning to you. Now, coming up at 12 o'clock today here on Radio Floss, it should be Pete Graham, but it won't be, because Pete Graham and Dave Scott have sorted around. Yes, it's Dave Scott this week. I thought we'd had enough Dave Scott over Monday and Tuesday last week, but never mind. So that's Wavelength with Dave Scott between 12 and 1. Plenty of alternative music there. 1 o'clock we have the short, fat and hairy sound of Mr. Annie Richards. Yeah. And the Loud Show, plenty of heavy metal music there. So basically Radio Floss will be playing all types of music today. 3 o'clock Radio Floss closes down, unfortunately. Never mind. Back again tomorrow. Yeah, more details about that later on. The Radio Floss mailing address is Radio Floss BM Box 539, London WC1. That's Radio Floss BM Box 539, London WC1. Not quite sure about the phone line, actually. Just trying to think about the phone line. I don't think we've got a phone line open for the next half an hour. I think one's opening at 10:30. I shall ring up the phone room in a minute and find out exactly what's going on, so listen up for that. Like the new, not new, it's actually years old really, it's like the revived Radio Floss theme tune. Oh god, oh, cough. I've got smoker's cough and I don't even smoke. So, but those are the programmes and things coming up today on Radio Floss 222 1350 kilohertz. In fact, this is the very first broadcast from Radio Floss in 1983, so welcome along. Tomorrow we'll be on the air, hopefully, from 10 o'clock onwards. Through until around about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, so listen out for us tomorrow, okay, with some varied programme. Okay, between now and 11 o'clock, it's yours truly, Tim Allen, and the Tim Allen Breakfast Experience.
222. Another music hour.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Tim Allen!
Good morning!
Let's get this show on the road!
Yeah! About 10 minutes ago, I thought, God, I'm on the air soon. And I thought, help, I haven't got a record to start off with. So I sort of stuck my hand in the box of records and plucked this one out. Asia! And one called Only Time Will Tell. 10:04.
You're leaving now. It's in your eyes. There's no disguising it. It really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along.
Yeah.
So there I was on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day basically, sort of about 3 o'clock in the morning, just having come in from New Year's Eve sort of thing. I was sober actually on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve rather, depends what you, which way you like to look at it. And I just come in from the old pub, right, and I bung the old radio on, and there that record was blasting around. I thought, what a great record that is. Asia, and one called Any Time Will Tell. I really like that record. It's absolutely great, that record. It's coming around to 7.5 minutes past 10 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Floss on a Sunday morning. And coming up in the programme this week, well, I haven't really got a clue at all. Don't ask me, because this programme is totally off the cuff this morning. Yeah, to hell with formalities and things like that. Just playing good music through until 11 o'clock, I suppose. This is David Bowie, and one called Sound of Vision. Outside the window, I think they had birds or something, sparrows and things like that. Not the top of a bird. 10:30 Radio Floss on a Sunday morning with me, Tim Allen, with you through until around about 11 o'clock, when old Baldy Locks will take over with his program, Radio Floss. Well, I hope you enjoyed our broadcast over Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of last week. I certainly did. I thought it was great, basically, sort of sitting here playing lots of great records. Yes, and we're on tomorrow, so listen out for us tomorrow here on 222 Radio Floss. Here's one of my personal favourites from 1982, Depeche Mode, and one called Leave in Silence.
Bye.
14 past 10, Depeche Mode, and Leave in Silence. I hope you enjoyed your New Year's Eve. Mine turned out to be a bit of a bore, really. Because there I was, waiting at the station for the old train, because I decided I'd leave the car at home. Because I wanted to have a little drink, or two. And there I was, waiting for the old train. I discovered I had to wait 20 minutes for a train, so I thought, to hell with it. And so I went home, got the old car out, and drove up to the pub. The King's Head on Harrow Hill, just in case you're wondering. Again, yes. And as I was driving, I thought I wouldn't drink, so I had a pretty boring New Year's Eve, really. I was totally sober when everybody else was drunk, which is pretty boring, actually. Never mind. Twice as much next year. First dedication of the morning goes out to Jane Braybrook of Northwood. That's better. They wanted this one from the Apollinaires, the 12-inch version of the Apollinaires and Envy.
Envy the money, envy the love, envy the fame, envy the money. Your chest. Here's the man who shifts your body. Shake him down now with a brick. There are eagles, there are lambs, and eagles. There are lambs. Oh,
over, time and time again. All I get is ego to land.
Stop me, Apollonaires, and one called Envy the Love for Jane Broderick in Northwood.
Good morning.
That was slick, wasn't it? I don't know. We really do get rather slick on this programme as time goes on. Yes, that one was going out to Jane Broderick in Northwood, and I'm ever so sorry, Jane, when you phoned up the other day. In fact, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? Yes, it was last night, come to think of it. And I said to you, oh, I've got to go, because I'm in the middle of doing the washing up, so sorry about that. Well, look, the latest addition to people in the Radio Floss studio here, we have Debbie the Phone Girl, who's taking a break from doing the phones up until 12 o'clock, I think it is. Are you going to leap into your phone booth then?
That's right, yeah.
Phone room, rather.
Phone room, yeah.
Phone room. Well, look, how was your New Year's Eve?
It was very good, actually. If there's anyone listening who went to Bugs's last night, because I told quite a lot of people about Floss, if they're listening, hello. And yeah, anyone who went to Bugs's, it was really good. They had a sort of buffet and disco and fancy dress and all sorts of things.
So what do you go as, in a microphone?
I went as
or
me.
Or a telephone?
It was optional, so I didn't dress up in fancy
there's
dress.
There's no real answer to that, is there? Fine. So there you go. So you're going to be rewriting my dedication list and Bob Williams' dedication list and Dave Scott's dedication list, and we shall be relaying them over the air here at Radio Floss.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Well, we hope to be having a phone line at 10:30. I don't know who'll be doing it. I suppose Bob Williams' brother, so I'll probably drag him out of bed. So listen out for that, okay? We want you all to ring up and say Happy New Year and things like that. So listen out for that. That's coming up at 10:30.
This is a Floss Flashback.
Here's a record I played, I think it was last Tuesday. Comes from The Searchers. And it's one called Needles and Pins. 24 past 10. Good morning. You're with Floss here.
I saw her today. Her face was a face I loved, and I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray. That they'd go away, but still they began. Needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Hey, I thought I was smart. Let her go ahead, take his love instead, and one day she will see just how to say please and get down on her knees. Hey, that's how it begins. She'd feel those needles and pins. Edna, Edna, why can't I stop and tell myself I'm wrong? I'm wrong so long.
Apologies if you don't like these Searchers and Needles and Pins. It's not really my fault, because I do like that record, actually. It's one I played last Tuesday, I think it was. Or was it Monday? I can't remember, actually. I did an older show sometime over Christmas, as I said I would do about 2 months ago. Very glad about that. 26 past 10, it's the Tim Allen Morning Show from Radio Floss 2, 22, 13, 15. Second dedication up on the prog today. Khursheed, who apparently is a female. Khursheed lives in Southall. And she's a new listener, so hello to you, Khursheed. Nice to see you all tuned in and plugged up with Radio Floss. Tell your friends about us. You want dedication for your sister, Frida, and you wanted some Cliff Richard, certainly. At 10:30, high time you're out of bed. If you're not, slap wrist, I don't know. If you have just joined us, hello, it's Radio Floss here, 222 meters in the medium wave band. And if you're a kilohertz person, then that's 1350. Here's 1350 thingamajigs. Next dedication up this morning, Harvey Foster, who wanted something heavy. He said, Happy New Year to all Floss listeners. That was correct, wasn't it? Yes, it was. Phone lines out new shortly, so listen out for that, okay? Tom, jumping over our mattress on a Sunday morning with Radio Floss, Girls School, and one called Race with the Devil. If you're into hard rock, yeah, hard rock, then you'll like the program between 1 and 3 this afternoon here on Radio Floss. It's called The Loud Show, and it's presented by Mr. Short, Fat and Hairy, Mr. Ronnie Richards.
Yeah, this is Bob Williams here, and I'm just coming along to tell you how you can join Radio Floss. All you have to do is write in about yourself to BM Box 539 London WC1, and remember, the only qualification you have to join Radio Floss,
you must be a Wally,
you've got to be able to go into a public house. So okay, just write in, tell us all about yourself, BM Box 539 London WC1, and we hope to hear from you soon.
And if you have written to us to apply for your application form to join Radio Floss, the personnel department will be getting back to you after Christmas, which is now, basically. So you should be getting a phone call or a letter or something telling you how you can join Radio Floss if you have written in to us to find out if you can join Radio Floss, if you see what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. Here for Joe Seller Rice in Carpenters Park, who wanted some Ultravox, especially for Watford fans and anyone else she knows. Radio Floss. Radio Floss. Okay, Joe Seller Rice in Carpenters Park, some Ultravox is most certainly yours.
Yeah. showed me the pain and the glory till my kingdom come.
Ultravox, though.
What a sensational sound that is.
One call.
Broadcasting to North East London on a wavelength of 222 metres, a frequency of 1350 kilohertz. This is Floss Radio, your alternative music station.
And that one was going out to Joe Seller, right, of Carpenter's Park. Thanks for ringing up, Joe Seller. Forgot your name there. She wanted that for any Watford fans. Yes, all two of them. And anyone else, anybody else that she knows. So if you would like a request or dedication on a prog, possibly tomorrow or next week, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 01-866-5620. That's 01-866-5620. And I believe Bob Williams' brother is taking the calls, unless I'm very much mistaken. So listen. None of this namby-pamming about thinking, oh, shall I ring up or not? Just pick up the phone and dial 866-5620. We'd especially like to hear from you if you're a new listener, because it's always nice to hear from new listeners. So give us a ring, okay? Also, if you've been listening to the station for absolutely years, and you're one of those people that just takes the station for granted and just sort of sits there and listens to it and doesn't really sort of contact the station at all, we'd like to hear from you as well. People like Beverly Worrell and Steve Duran. Well, maybe not him, but still. No. We don't want to hear from Steve Duran. And people like Harvey Foster and Harvinden and Richard Shervington and Aylesbury and Angela Sadler, those sort of people. So, come on, everybody give us a ring and wish us all a happy new year. Sorry?
Ralph Byrne Heston.
Those sort of people, yeah. Everybody, give us a ring this morning and say hello there, because it's nice to hear from people. It really is. It makes us think, wow, this is worth running, isn't it? The station that is, if you see what I'm trying to get at. 20 to 11, 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, and Bob Williams hasn't arrived yet. He's probably under a bus somewhere in Harrow. No. Seriously, Bob Williams up and coming at 11 o'clock, okay? So stick around for that, okay?
I have received calls as though they've called Christmas
there. That's the sound of Tintin. And a few months ago, Bob Williams gave me a list of all his records he's got in his collection, so I can borrow his records whenever I feel like it. Well, not really quite like that, because it doesn't actually turn out like that, but still. And I found a record by Tintin, but apparently it's not the same Tintin, so there's two Tintins, and that Tintin, according to Debbie the Phone Girl, is somebody out Duran Duran. Is this correct?
Oh, yes.
The one who started it all.
Yeah, so apparently Tintin, Stephen Duffiet is here, is the lead singer, not the lead singer, wasn't the person that started off Duran Duran. So there you go, you learn something every day here on Radio Floss. Well, not quite every day, but almost every day. It's coming around to 16 minutes before 11 o'clock, and it's Radio Floss here, 222 metres, 1350 kilohertz. Me, Tim Allen here, in the hot seat. It's not really a hot seat, actually, it's been like a broken chair, but never mind. With you through until 11 o'clock, but if Bob Williams doesn't arrive, then I shall stay on the air, and it's like that, basically.
Make it cool. 2:22.
Now, we're playing a record especially for Angela Sadler of Rosset Manor, who wanted Pigbag for her brother Graham. So hello to Graham Sadler of Rosset Manor. This one's going out especially to you, and it's going out to you from your little sister, or probably big sister, I don't know, Angela Sadler. That's confusing, really, isn't it? I think I'll shut up and turn the mic. Oh, if you'd like to give us a ring, it's 01-866-5620. Speak to Paul, yes. Don't they, sort of being strangled? That's Pigbag there from, I think it was last year. And when I say last year, I don't mean 1982, I mean 1981. Can you hear that aircraft going over? Must be something taken off from Heathrow or something. Not that we're anywhere near Heathrow, but still. So we're playing that for Angela Sadler of Rosset Manor. Yes, good old Angela Sadler. Great. Ring us up again, because it's really great hearing from people, even week after week, apart from people like Steve Duran. but we won't get anything like that. It's 12 minutes before 11 o'clock. It's Radio Floss here, your alternative music radio station, 222 metres, 1350 kilohertz on the medium wave band. Me, Timbo here, sort of sitting here playing lots of records until Bob Williams arrives, basically. So do stay tuned, okay? Yeah. Okay then, let's play this one especially for Alex Vella of Harrow. Haven't got any damned, sorry, all the au pairs. Alex wanted this for David, her boyfriend. She might be coming down the pub tonight. Great. Record, isn't it? It comes from the Motornets, and it's one called Heartache Avenue. I already got that 60s sound. It's absolutely great. Well, the panic at Radio Floss Towers is now over. Yes, Bob Williams has arrived. What kept you?
Trains.
Yes, I've done the old timetable things around. In fact, I can blame London Transport for having a really boring New Year's Eve, because they went and cut the old timetables out, and there was me waiting for a train. And I didn't realise, well, I did, sort of vaguely, sort of, because I knew they'd changed the timetables around, that I had to wait 20 minutes for a train, so I thought, to hell with this, and I went home, you see, and sorry about the bad language, went in the car, and of course I couldn't drink if I went in the car, so I had a really boring New Year's Eve, but never mind, I'll get drunk next year. Great stuff. Next week. I wish every Saturday night was a New Year's Eve, or a Friday night, whatever it was, I can't remember. Don't forget, Radio Foss is on the air tomorrow, from 10 o'clock until God knows when. I think it'll probably be about 4 or 5 o'clock, and guess who will be starting off in the morning? Yeah. Andy Richards. Yes, we're going to pull him out of bed, God knows how, but Andy Richards will be opening up Radio Foss tomorrow, so if you hear some really hairy monstrosity coming over your radio tomorrow morning, you'll know it is Andy Richards. Yeah. Enough of this rubbish. Hello to Judith Conn of Finchley. Yes.
Hello, Judith. For everyone here at the studio. Hello from Debbie. Debbie? Yes. She would like me to play Ichiku Park by the Small Faces. Hello to any radiators, clouds and bubbles.
And apples.
And apples.
And light bulbs.
And light bulbs. I am an apple.
I'm an apple.
I'm an apple.
I don't know why. Can I just say hello to Mr. Average Listener, please, who wonders what on earth we're on about here? There's some person in Finchley who seems to go around calling people radiators, clouds, bubbles, light bulbs and apples. I don't know why. Maybe Judith would like to ring us up and tell us why. Never mind. Here's a record he wanted from the Small Faces. 866-5620. Speak to Bob Lim's brother, OK? 866-5620. Give us a ring.
On the bridge of sight, to rest my eyes in shades of green. Dreaming spot to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I sing sweetly. No, not really. Never mind. That was pretty pointless saying that, really, wasn't it? So, what is it? Coming around to 4 minutes before 11 o'clock. It's Radio Floss here, broadcasting on 222 metres. And here we have Bob Williams in the studio.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to stop that record deck going around there, but never mind. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
What's coming up in the Bob Williams program this week?
Oh, well, a bit of War. Robert Wyatt.
Yeah.
Called the Messengers.
Yes.
Really obscure track by Nixon.
I was just turning this thing up and down.
Idiot.
Very speed. Anyway, yes, that's what's coming up in the Bob Lins program, is it?
Yeah, and others.
Great.
And
well, yesterday, hand the microphone to Debbie, please. Who, this is the person who takes the telephone calls, by the way.
Hello,
usually. You had a radio session yesterday called Radio Mopsy, didn't you?
Yes, I was very intrigued by it, actually. So
yes.
If they want to ring up and identify themselves and say what they think they're doing and so on.
Yeah. Jolly good signal, actually. Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, it wasn't that good.
Well, yeah. I could hear it in Ryslip, and it was pretty good. So, there you go. Hello to Radio Mopsy. Stupid name for a station, I don't know.
Can I just say hello to Angela Sadler, and because she's probably going to get me out of bed again, I have a feeling, this morning.
Yes.
In fact, oh no, she might have done it already, I don't know.
Well, you're not doing the phones, are you? Actually, I have heard the phone ringing downstairs. You might as well go and answer it.
Yeah, I think I will.
So,
we've
if you like...
on the radio,
what?
I don't know.
Who is doing the phones this morning? Is it your brother?
My brother. My
well, you've been out the studio a couple of times, haven't you? Which is why we haven't heard it from you over the last half an hour. Yeah.
I can't speak without a microphone.
Well, maybe Debbie has been taking the calls. I don't know. Who has been taking the calls? It's up to whoever rings up, basically. Yes, so that's that, basically.
Right.
Let me give out the Radio Floss mailing address, just in case you'd like to write into Radio Floss. It's Radio Floss, B for Bertie, M for Margarine, Box 539, London WC1. That's Radio Floss, BM, Box 539, London WC1, London WCE1, BM, Box 539, London WCE1, BM, Box 539.
Yeah.
silence, please. This is a radio station, not some sort of party. I don't know. See, people seem to think this room is a disco hall or something. I know it's not really the size of a disco hall, or the size of a bedroom room. This is Radio Plus here. We are, in fact, actually in a room, not in a bedroom, as most radio stations seem to broadcast from over the bank holiday period. Never mind. Yes, Radio Plus broadcasting from our studio centres in Station Road, Harrow. Yes, so there you go. That's the Beatles. One call.
Cut together.
Well, it's gone 11 o'clock and on 1350 kilohertz AM and on VHF. Oh no, we're not on VHF. This is Radio Floss, broadcasting to North West London. I hope you're enjoying the programme so far. That's the first hour of broadcasting over, another 4 hours to go. And then we'll put all the gear back in the box. All go home, get in the pub. And then get up in the morning and plug it all back in again. Because Radio Floss will be on the air tomorrow, which sounds like real good fun. So listen out to Radio Floss tomorrow, because we will be on the air from possibly about 10 o'clock. And I don't know what time we're going on until. I suppose probably about... possibly 4 o'clock, so maybe even five, I don't know.
Probably five.
Probably five.
Yes.
So, but listen to Radio Floss tomorrow.
Depends on the state of the DJs after tonight down the pub.
This is correct. Are we down the Apollo tonight?
Yes, we're down the Apollo.
Certainly are. We're down the Apollo tonight, so if you'd like to boogie down and meet all the Radio Floss megastars, me, Tim Allen, Bob Williams, Dave Scott, Space Hopper, Pete Crow, Debbie the Phone Girl, Annie Richards... Who else? Carrie Rogers,
yes, Mike Peters.
Possibly Ian Stewart might be down there.
Ian Davidson.
Mark Birch. Oh, yes, Mark Birch. That new voice on Radio Floss, possibly
on
next week.
Yeah.
On next week, so listen out for them. That sounds like real good
finished?
Fun. I have almost finished my programme.
Good. Press that button.
Let's press this button here, shall we? Seems like a good idea, I suppose.
Bob Williams.
I've put the wrong jingle cassette in the machine.
Oh, Wally. Idiot.
Not a Wally. That microphone's really quiet. Speak louder.
Do you want me to shout?
Yeah.
All right, I'll shout.
Oh, God, that mic sounds horrible. Never mind. Can we have a new mic, please? Any hi-fi shops listening?
Yeah,
BM Box 539, London WC1.
Okay.
Oh, I tell you what. Is that shop in... that road in Harrow, what's it? Peterborough Road, I think it is. Harrow Music. Is it closing down?
I don't know.
I think it is, actually. I just suddenly thought that on the spur of the moment. It's a good shot, there.
Press the button.
Sorry about this informal conversation. I think it's about time we got on the bubble in this program.
22. Another music hour. 22.
Hey.
Music.
Yes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present the Bob Williams
program. What a sensational
salad.
Good morning.
Oh, we did it again, Dr.
Well, what did you think of the Tim Allen Breakfast Experience, morning show this week?
I didn't hear most of it because I was on trains.
Can't you get Radio Floss very well in a train?
Not without a radio, no.
Go on, blow your hooter, madam. That's right, yes. Yeah. Only could hear that.
Left over from...
Debbie blowing her doobree. I think it was about time we had some coffee around here. Haven't had any coffee in a long time.
Go and make some.
Yes, I think I should make some coffee. So, what's coming up with the Boblins programme?
I just told you that.
Oh.
It's better when it's a surprise, anyway.
It is, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Let's get this show on the road.
What's the wrong speed?
You should have kept quiet about that.
Very unprofessional. It's Gabriel, hi hat, the touch.
The time I like is the rush hour. Cause I like the rush. The pushing of the people. I like it all so much. Such a mass of motion. Do not know where it goes. I'm all quick for movement time. I have the touch. I'm looking for a spark. Any chance collision, and I light up in the dark. There you stand before me, all that fur and all that hair. But do I dare? I have the touch. Wanting contact. Wanting contact.
We need one of those. Hang on, put the microphone up. It's Midget Allen has been in here. Most DJs sit on the chair. Tim Allen has to stand on it to do his program, you know. Peter Gabriel and the first record up on the Bob Williams program this week, and one called I Have the Touch. Okay, let's give you the phone number, 866-5620, and you can talk to my brother Paul. Okay, 01 from outside London, 866-5620. Here's Warm in Story of the Blues.
I'm thinking of everyone.
like to announce that Debbie the Phone Girl has cracked. She's cracked up completely. She's not making any sense whatsoever. You may have heard last Tuesday, it was Tuesday, wasn't it? Get confused all these days broadcasting, that we had a new DJ called Carrie Rogers, and I was sitting at home listening to her, because I didn't even know she was going to be on, and she did an hour, very well, very good as well, and we found her script. It is brilliant. Apart from the swear word, everything else is in it, including our altered images fading to insignificance and all that, so we'll keep that. She may be famous one day and we can sell it for a lot of money, you know. This is for Jane Braybrook, who can't stand this record and threatens to kill me every time I play it. Here's Robert Palmer and one called Pride. Don't forget that phone number's 866-5620. That's 866-5620.
What her attention when you laugh away. She said that she never refused to wait. Shatara and Mia got despised her age. Girls on her reckless as her life away. Sister, don't you drag it all away, yeah. Sister, don't you run it all up. Sister, don't you drag it all away, yeah. Sister, don't you rough it all up. Put an idea of fun to get it on the run. I don't know why you feel what has come over you. Sad in the discotheque is deep and nice. Sad is thunder to refuse the price. Anorexia knuckles are mine, kid. But if physicality were where you've been. Hey, Olivia Newton-John, what you say? Hey, Olivia Newton-John, what you say? She used to eat like flesh, now it's almost dead. She used to eat like flesh, now it's almost dead.
I don't know why you do, what has come over you? What an idea of fun to get it on the road.
For exercise and made for one. She used to eat like flesh, now it's almost dead. She used to eat like flesh, now it's almost dead.
Pride, and that's especially for Jane Braybrook. Thank you very much, Debbie. She's writing out my dedications fast and furious from the Christmas weekend. On to page 5 already. Anybody who phoned up, by the way, anybody who phones up today, yes, just thought of it, anybody who phones up today will get their dedications tomorrow, okay? So 866-5620. The music I play on my show tomorrow, which is either between 2:30 and 5 or 2 and 4, we haven't quite decided yet. It's all down to you. All the music is down to you, okay? So do what Angela Sadler did last week. She phoned up and said, please play something for my mummy, daddy, and Graham Martin, and anybody who's listening who works at Windsor Foods at South Harrow. They make cat and dog food. Tim probably eats around there as well. She says, can you please play any jam records? How about this one? It's their version of Move On Up. 866-5620 is the phone number. 01-866-5620. Talk to Paul. Get your name on the radio tomorrow.
I've been trying, the noise of crying.
Jam and one called Move On Up, especially for Angela Sadler, and she wanted it from her mum and dad and Graham and Martin and anybody who works at Windsor Foods at South Arrow, because they make cat and dog food. Well, you might as well eat dog food the way you eat. You came round my house yesterday and asked for some cat food.
Yeah, I remember that.
And also Debbie Howe in North Arrow, she wanted it for a friend, Nikki, who's a female. Yes, very good. I don't know. The messages we get on the phone, so that was...
I think she knows that.
I think she knows her, yes. Hello.
Ring up Radio Floss today on 866-5620. Tell us what sex you are. We'll broadcast it tomorrow.
It said female on here, so it must be significant for some reason.
Broadcast.
Hello to Bill Scott as well, who thinks we're really great. Really great. So hello to them. And also Radio Freedom. Also, was it Radio Mopsy?
Yeah.
It's in Rice Lip or whatever. I don't know.
Radio Jackie and Kelsey Radio.
It's and everybody else. Here's a new single from Blancmange. It's going to be a new single anyway. This one is called Waves. That phone number, by the way, 866-5620. If you ask for a record, you'll get it played on tomorrow's programme. So 01 from outside London, 866-5620, and talk to Paul. Family, that is going to be their new single. Did you know that? Did you really want to know that? That's especially for Bill Scott, who thinks we're fantastic. Well, we think you're fantastic, Bill, and your girlfriend as well. Karen. And we know what you do to Tim Allen's program as well. It's Ronald Fagan. Not Ronald Fagan. Donald Fagan. And one... I don't know. Phone number, by the way. I was going to start singing there. The phone number is 866-562. I've got to keep plugging it. And if you phone up today, you will get your name mentioned tomorrow. And also choose the records that I will play tomorrow afternoon between 2:30 and 5:00, or maybe 2 until 4. We haven't quite decided yet.
Yes, we're going to have a wee wee.
Thank you.
out there. Doesn't it sound like Steely Dan? Probably because on the front cover of the album, The Night Flyer, it says, found a member of Steely Dan. That's Donald Fagen, not Ronald Fagen. And one called The New Frontier. Hi. Hold on, hold on. Last Sunday, most of Radio Floss went to the Uxbridge McDonald's. And I don't know if you've been to the Uxbridge McDonald's, but they've got a new seating thing, compartment upstairs. And they had taken the sign away saying this section is closed. And so me, Bob Williams, and Dave Scott promptly marched upstairs, sat down in the Ronald, the McJolly, what was it, the Jolly McDonald's? Jolly Ronald, the little sort of boat thing with chairs in it that looks like a sort of pirate ship. And so there we were, sitting there, eating our Big Macs and God knows what else. And this McDonald's person came up to us and said, oh, this section's closed, and threw us out.
Yeah.
And then we went and sat in somewhere else which didn't have a section closed sign, and then they threw us out of there as well. So we're going to throw the Uxbridge McDonald's off the list. Okay, so we're boycotting it. So any McDonald's lovers, don't go to Uxbridge. It's being boycotted. Right. Yeah, if you just tuned in, you're wondering what it is, if you're still playing around with your new radio from Christmas. This is Radio Floss on 222 meters, 1350.